From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Wolf and Wife, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
The smoke cross her eyes, the hum on her breath, caffeine in her mind, and I haven't had the cup yet.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Brad Becker, we welcome you to Red Barn Radio, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present a program of great live music with Wolf and Wife. Wolf and Wife is a songwriting duo of Leslie and Lindsay Curry. They have been performers at the Red Barn Radio Open Mic Night and have appeared on Overtones, hosted by myself. And recently, were headliners for Lexington Community Radio's Summer Concert Series at the Burl here in Lexington. They absolutely blew the crowd away. Tonight's not going to be any exception to that. So we are very pleased to welcome Leslie and Lindsay Curry, Wolf and Wife, to the Red Barn stage.
That's me, oh Lord, that's me, oh.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Wolf and Wife. Here's Brad.
Thanks, Renee. Great to have you all here tonight, and we're enjoying your music. So, Leslie, you are from Lexington. Oh, you're from Richmond. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, right. So, okay, gotcha. So you're from Richmond, and then, Lindsay, you are a local. Did you all meet down in Richmond?
Leslie Curry.
No, we met in Lexington, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, through a friend at work.
What were you doing down in Richmond? You grew up there? That was where you went to high school? And
yes.
Just started playing music as far back as your teen years? Were you a middle schooler who was, you know, toting a guitar around?
Yeah, I was never in band or anything like that. I could never read music, but even at an early age, I knew I wanted to do something. So yeah, around 12 was when I got guitar lessons.
Did your guitar teacher urge you to learn notation and understand music and little
patterns,
theory?
Yes, a little bit. Some basics of things and chords and how they worked and keys. And it was more learning where to be at the right place at the right time on the guitar so I can just kind of be in the moment when I need to be. That was his approach to everything, and somehow I took that and made it into my own so I could kind of be in two places at once as far as guitar work.
Isn't Richmond where there's a music shop that's actually called Curry's?
Couriers, yes.
Or Couriers.
Yes. Yeah, and that is where I had my lessons when I was a kid. So.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. It's a main focal point of downtown. And
Richmond.
Yes, right. And growing up, having that sort of local vibe, I think I took for granted as a kid. But growing up now and seeing how many people are influenced by Couriers and what they do for all sorts of children and adults alike, it really, they influence a lot of people and a lot of musicians. And it's really cool to be in a local community that supports something like that.
Yeah.
My mind's been gone since I met you. Thoughts get blurred when I see you. But all these days they just seem so weird. But I'm alive. I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive. I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive. I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive. Ale chase has been on my mind for days. My guts glow up when I see your face. I'm alive. I'm alive, 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 I'm alive. I'm alive.
Is there a music scene down in Richmond to talk about?
A little bit. There was. I went to an open mic for a few years called The Living Room, and that was a great experience. It was set up like a living room. Like, he had his plants, we had our rug, you know, it was in the moment and it was real. That was an amazing influence, learning how to play music in front of people. Being that comfortable and being in a living room, but learning how to perform in front of other people has been a huge help in learning what I'm doing. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Young musicians oftentimes these days, you know, work on songs in front of computer screens.
Mm-hmm. I think being person to person and learning naturally where to go on a guitar, being in the moment and learning what music is in the moment, instead of being scared if the computer screen's not there, not knowing those electronic notes. If you know what you're hearing and you know what you're saying, it's just so much more of a real experience to me. And a different method of learning. I'm sure that somebody could have a different approach for an electronic use, but for me, having that real experience and learning and seeing it back and forth was very important to me.
What kind of music were you all playing in that sort of living room?
Some people could show up from out of town and they can play something we've never heard before, and sometimes we would play the same song every week. It was really just a shared collection of artists that were coming through, and we just adapted to what they were playing. And I think my learning style of being able to jump in, really be able to be a part of different musicians coming in was a great experience.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Oh, brother, I miss you. Oh, brother, I'm on you. Oh, brother, I accept this with open arms. Whatever made. Oh, no. I made a man. I thought you were. I made a man. It runs in the dark. I made a man. Sees a full night. Worrying what will be. Anything, oh no. You're a fool. And oh, brother, it's been a few days. And oh, brother, are these the scariest things you've ever seen? 'Cause they're mine. And what have I done? Oh.
You have a grandpa who was a player. Mm-hmm. What do you know about your grandpa's music career?
Lindsey Curry.
Very little, actually. I know that he played the guitar. He did a lot of just like house band stuff. Uh-huh. But Eddie Beckley was his name.
Eddie Beckley, oh, cool. Yeah. And when he was a player here in Lexington?
Yes.
And what about mom? Musician?
No. Aunts and uncles and cousins. My aunt plays the flute, and I always found that to be very fascinating.
Oh, nice. And did you ever decide that you might pick up a musical instrument?
I've tried about 20.
Really? And what happens?
I get frustrated with the process. I don't have the patience.
Do you feel that that's because you haven't had a teacher who understands how you learn, or have you just tried to tackle it on your own?
Oh, I've tried to tackle it on my own. The furthest I've ever gotten is on the banjo with Leslie's help.
Might we plan to see you out here with the banjo eventually?
Maybe someday.
That would be cool. Was it clawhammer or sort of a resonator?
Resonator.
Oh, all right. Well, that would be a nice addition to the sound.
Yeah.
Last night I was walked through fire, shipping no royal flames. I got caught in the heat of desire. Now I got no escape. Dance of devil's heart sometimes, 'cause God knows you don't wanna stop. So I'll keep dancing till my souls are the embers and the cloud of smoke is gone. So burn me away. Many old, many new, but not the same. So burn me away. Many old, many new, but not the same. Your name. I felt like running, but my hair wasn't on now. Can you help me get it straight? Dancing, nothing's what I've always done, but I'm ready for a different deal. So bless me with my armor now, 'cause I'm right at the devil's heel. So burn me away. So burn me away. Make me old, make me new, but not the same. So burn me away.
I like what you all are doing. It's neat to hear such tight unison. Is that intentional, deliberate, or are you all sort of working on harmonizing?
It is deliberate, and it is incidental. Like, we just started doing it and didn't mean to at all, and have kind of fallen into it and what we're doing. And I mean, sometimes we'll try harmonies, and then, but when we naturally flow and we're naturally jamming together, our voices just seem to go better as one than to try and separate.
Yeah.
I think.
It's full and it's unique.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Do you feel like you all have cracked some kind of a code when it comes to making songs work?
One of us will spark an idea. One of us will spark a note, anything. And sometimes she'll start writing a song, and I'll go, "Hey, I'll put the guitar to it." Or I'll randomly, wake up in the morning and have half a song in my head, and I go, okay, well, here's this, you do the other part, and then she does the other half of the song. A lot of times, it's when I say the songwriting is 50-50, it means I write the first half of the song and she writes the second half.
Okay, so it's not 50-50, like she writes half the lyrics, you write half the lyrics.
No, it's just both. It's a half, like we get halfway point and then she takes over, and sometimes I'll switch back.
We've come to each other in the same day writing a song about the same thing and not knowing the other was doing it.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yes. Put those two things together. And
yeah.
And does that come out of some experience you've had together? Yeah, I mean, it seems coincidental that you'd both be thinking about the same idea. Is it because you had a shared experience, just sort of maybe a different take on it?
Yeah, we share a pretty common wavelength at most times, so.
Yeah. Talk about some of the more ordered strategies you have with songwriting. Like, for instance, do either of you keep some kind of a journal?
It's right there.
Oh, really?
It's all in there, yeah. Everything over the last year we've written together is in that book, and we kind of keep it somewhere on a shelf around us when we're playing, so.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice, but you keep it there just as sort of support for you.
It's just a sentimental, it's right there.
And so I don't forget the words.
And so she doesn't forget the words.
Well, so you mean at some point during the program, are we going to see you
might scramble.
You might.
We got that diary in.
Yeah. Or that.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Wolf and Wife, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Wolf and Wife after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.